Teda Ard Yisrei 146, second column. Okay, Al Rebbe started the Maimon Cholam Remes Akelius Esalapidim, and Al Rebbe asked the question: Why in the world do they need instruments like the shofar for Matan Torah? It's not even such a nice instrument. And he starts explaining another question. L'cha'era, why the Torah was kept even before it was given. So we know that to accomplish Matan Torah, he says, well, to do it in Gashmias. So he says, what was the Aveda of Avraham Avinu? Holach v'naseh anegba, the level of Ratzav Hashem, the longing and the returning, the peace above between Mayim and Eish, between Eish, which is the longing, and Mayim, which is the returning. And that's the Aved of every single Jew, that you need to have the longing, and at the same time, you need to have the returning. Okay, second column. He says, Achine calls up B'mailis Madregis Ruch Nisa Ilamis B'mailis HaTzadikim Ha'erchem Lefnei Alekim U'mailis Malachi Yashoris. But L'chaira, this level of Ratzav Hashem is for great tzaddikim and for angels. But achlei kol adam zeichel azeh. But not every person merits. Sheyada olav ruch mimomei. That to have the spirit from above. Love elabchinu madrega zu. To come to this level. Liestam et b'chinas hiloch v'naseyah. To constantly have this level of Ratzav Hashem. Not everybody is able to be Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu v'halach v'naseyah negba. Ratzav Hashem. So he says, L'chayr, not every person is able to be that. L'zad nitna teira, therefore Hashem gave us the teira. In other words, what is the purpose of Matan Teira? The Alter Rebbe is explaining that every Jew should be able to come to Ratzav Hashem.
What is the significance of
in all directions, even the south. He says, that's the physical mitzvahs. In them and through them, that through Matan Torah, with the physical mitzvahs, you're able to come to the level of Holech v'naseya Ratzav Hashem. Why? Well, no. The Inyan is like this. What is physical mitzvahs have to do with Ratzav Hashem? So he says, because every physical mitzvah, there's a level of Eish and Mayim, Ratzav and Sheif. Why? Because Torah is likened to water. Like the pasuk says, "Hey, kol tzamei luchu l'mayim." If you're thirsty, go to water. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that. It means if you're thirsty for elukus, you have to go to Torah. V'nikra al temu mayim mayim beis pomim mayim. There's mayim el yainim, which is the yam of chochma. The mayim el yainim is the yam of chochma, and yud ilah, which is higher mechinas gila Torah atzma deirais mi chochma nafke. You know, he says like this. There's a level of Torah, because the pasuk says Mayim, Mayim twice. So it says there's a higher level of water, which is higher than the Chochmah aspect of Torah, because Torah comes in the level of Chochmah. Therefore, it's Mimokim Gavaya, and it comes with Mokim Namach Yutata. It comes all the way down into the physical world, meaning there's a level of Torah which is even higher than Chochmah. And that level of Teda comes down even to the lowest of lowest levels. Umayim tachteinim in the lower water, b'seif mais kiyam ha-mitzvahs gashmiz b'poyol, by doing mitzvahs physically, which is the level of malchus, ha-malchus kol ilam. In other words, like this, in every mitzvah, you have the halach of the mitzvah, and you have the action of the mitzvah. The halach of the mitzvah is Teda, which is likened to mayim, m'mayla l'mata, coming from higher down to lower. And then you have the Jew doing the mitzvah, elevates the object, elevates himself. That's the level of the rocks of the fire, elevating the world to Elokus. So you have in every mitzvah the level of Ratzav V'Shev. You have the halacha of it, the Torah of it, which is Mayim, which is the Shuv, the coming down, like water. And then you have the Ratzav, the actual observance of mitzvahs.
Excuse me, Rabbi, did the Rebbe answer why Shofar, which is not a
Jewish? No. No. He says, which comes to the level of Malchus, Malchus Kol Olamim. Avalzem Malchus Taksiv. With a Chav, it says Malchus Cha, Malchus Kol Olamim. So there's two levels of Malchus. There's a level of Malchus, which is Malchus Cha, your level of Malchus, the way it is all the way up there. And then there's a level of Malchus, the way it comes Kol Olamim, the way Malchus comes into the world. And he says, Malchus Cha is the level of Mayim El Yainim, which is the level of Malchus Shalein Sabarchu Ba'atzme V'chvede Kaviyachol, the way it is in the essence of Hashem, Rakshan Nimshech L'mata, Liyetz Malchus Kol Elamim, Mayim Etachteinim, but then it comes down into a lower level. The Alter Rebbe is explaining very simple. Avram Avinu had Ratzav V'Shev. Tzadikim have Ratzav V'Shev. Not every person is able to do that. So in order to make it easier for us, Hashem gives us the Ratzav V'Shev in Torah mitzvahs. There's a level of a mitzvah that has a Torah aspect that comes from all the way up there to the lowest level, from the highest to the lowest. And then you have the elevation of the physical mitzvah, elevating the world. And there's a cloud. And then generally speaking, Ramach mitzvah say, there's 248 mitzvahs, positive mitzvahs, hem b'chinas mayim shem chsodim, lefi shebohem val yodim nimshech hamshachas ein sof baruch hu lemata. Now the Alter Rebbe is explaining a different detail. That is why mitzvahs have positive and negative. Positive mitzvahs, he says, is the level of bringing elukus down. Kedusha. Therefore, like we learned, on a positive mitzvah, you make a bracha, shekachanu b'mitzvah v'tzivanu. Because when you do a mitzvah, you're bringing down kedusha. He's going to explain negative commandments and not bringing elokus down. It's fear, awe, bittul, which is mumato lemaila, from lower going higher. The elevation of the person. You're not bringing down Kedusha, you're elevating the world to Kedusha. But let's see what he says inside. K'maymeh, like it says, Asher k'tshonu b'mitzvayse, Sh'aydei ha-mitzvahs nimshech k'edusha elyon. Through the mitzvah, we bring down the level of Kedusha from above, which is Kedusha muvdol, a level of Elokus which is normally removed and separated from the world, that it should be shared or mizgala l'mata. And any hamshacha is a level of chesed amayim. Anytime something comes from higher to lower is a level of chesed amayim. Ach yet b'am gam kim chinyas eish gveris v'tzimtzumim. Liyes b'mitzah davka b'efen zeh u'binyin zeh shetziva aleinu. Meaning like this. There's a level of mitzvahs that is bringing godliness down. That's chesed. But then there's a limitation in the mitzvah. How the mitzvah has to be done. For instance, a mikvah needs 40 saw of water. If you have 39.9999, you didn't do the mitzvah. So you're talking about point is 0.0001 is going to make such a matter. Yeah, lulav has to be a certain size. Tefillin have to be a certain way. It's such a big deal. No, that's the level of gevurah in the mitzvah. And he says, like it says, Sukkah, which is higher than 20 amis, is possible. And Sittus, the strings have to be complete. But they're a part of, together with Chesed. In other words, it says like this. Every positive mitzvah combines Mayim and Eish. Chesed and Gevura, Ratz and Sheif. So what does that mean? Any hamshacha that comes from higher to lower is the level of water. That's what water does. Water comes from a high place to a low place. Chesed means somebody is doing chesed, the Baal Chesed is doing something to somebody who's on a lower level presently than them. Yet at the same time, mitzvahs are the level of gvura, limitation. Because the mitzvah must be done a certain way, and if it's not done a certain way, you didn't do the mitzvah. So therefore, every mitzvah is positive mitzvah, is a combination of mayim and esh, chesed and gvura, rots of a sheikh. Shepetayim, like so it is in every mitzvah. Shepetayim, v'kdukdukdayim. At the level, of course, and tzimtzumim, but they come to, they're composed, they are included with the level of chesed. So every positive mitzvah is actually a combination of chesed and gevurah together. Therefore, every positive mitzvah is ratzav v'sheif together.
Like giving a tzedakah, why is there a Russian?
Because tzedakah has to be done in a certain way.
You
have to be nice to the person, you have to smile, give it with a good eye. You know,
you're
not allowed to give tzedakah to a person who's not allowed to get it.
Enochanami
is part of the conditions of tzedakah.
Isn't the punishment for lo taaseh harsher?
Yeah.
So,
because one's passive, one's active.
I understand.
If somebody doesn't put on tefillin, they did not actively go against Hashem. They passively did not put on the tefillin. They didn't do an action rebelling against Hashem. A negative mitzvah, if somebody eats chazer, that is an active act against Hashem. So therefore, by doing a negative commandment, transgressing a negative commandment, you are actively bringing tumah on yourself.
My point is, if the punishment is harsher,
I'm going to explain to you why it's harsh. But in a certain respect, but like Dalai Lama says in the first page of Geresa Tshuva, nevertheless, mikamukim ha'er neder. The tshuva is easier. But the revelation you could have gotten, you're never going to get even through tshuva, normal tshuva. Of what?
Don't aseh. Here, the Rebbe says, if you do aseh, you bring Kedusha down.
Yeah.
Why is the punishment for
lot
harsher than
aseh? That's the first page of Yeresh Tshuva. Dalai Lama says even though positive mitzvah pushes off a negative mitzvah, which means positive mitzvah is more important than a negative mitzvah,
right.
But he says as far as tshuva goes, if I didn't put on tefillin, I did not actively bring tumah on myself. I didn't bring the kedusha I could have. I didn't make the money I could have, but I didn't lose money. I'm actively bringing impurity upon myself. Now I got dirty spiritually, right? So I need to be cleaned. So the tshuva is a harder tshuva because you need to be cleaned. The Avodah Zarah is an act.
It is an act.
Yeah. So that's the act by Avodah Zarah. Even Machshav is an act. No, a little bit, nothing.
What are the people of Avodah Zarah that is privileged and people are unaware?
Today?
Yeah.
Money, honor, sports, actors, homes, food. Should I tell you what else people worship today? Anything that you allow controlling you is Avodah Zarah.
Anything that you allow?
To control you is Avodah Zarah. Harinim says she. No, if your wife could control you, it'd be much better for you. Harinim says she has betrayed a gamkin a shemayim basir gashmis. So therefore, vaidei esirosa de lasata, esirosa de laela through the awakening from below, that awakens from above. Lies gamkin halach v'nasaya. So therefore, matan. I mean, Torah mitzvahs is the level of ratzav v'sheif. This koyach to bring down an awakening from above through the aved of the Jew that was given by Matan Torah. In other words, Alter Rebbe is alluding to a very basic question. How could our actions, human, limited, finite actions, bring down infinite alokus? Mathematically, finite has absolutely no impact on infinite. So the question that we got, Alter Rebbe just got through saying, that through Matan Torah, Torah mitzvahs down here brings infinite kedusha from upstairs, the highest level of kedusha, malchus cha, the highest level of kedusha. He says, where do we get that koyach from? The answer is that's what Matan Torah accomplished. Shezel inyan nesina that Torah, shenin shechli yishnikra shei mitzvah, that the mitzvah becomes al dvarim gashmim liyaz koyach behen koyach zeh. To bring down Elokus. This was what happens when Hashem said, Anechi Hashem Elokecha, the level of Anechi, Malchuscha, came down Kol Olam into Hashem and Elokecha. And now we have the Koyach, that a physical, finite action can bring down the infinite spiritual God. So now the question is, so why did Avraham Avinu have Torah? Or why wasn't it given to Avraham Avinu? One second. Achlohovin mi'ach shegam ha'idei b'chinus Torah. Yoviv yagia l'holoch v'nesayah imkein lomali nitna Torah l'Avraham. Sheikayim kol ha'Torah beruchnius. So now the question is like this. If the purpose of Matan Torah is to have Ratzav v'sheif, why was Avraham Avinu not given Matan Torah, and therefore he was only able to do this in Ruchnius? Why didn't Hashem give the Torah to Avraham Avinu?
Good question.
Yeah. I'll tell him that you...
What's the answer?
I'll tell you what the answer, generally speaking. Because in order for the Jews to get to that level, they needed Golas Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, and 49 days of the Yomer.
And Avraham Avinu
didn't need that because he didn't have it. Avraham Avinu lost. The others didn't have Matan Torah.
But they had the
Markava. So what? But they didn't have, they only did it Beruchnias. They did not make the physical world holy except Bris Mila, because he was commanded to do it. So therefore, why wasn't Torah given to Adam Rishon? Why wasn't Torah given to Avraham Avinu? If you think about it, it's a very big question, Taka. Why didn't Avraham Avinu, the first Jew, why didn't Hashem give Avraham Avinu, give him the Torah? Because the world wasn't ready for this level of Kedusha. It's a process. Just like, why didn't Hashem bring Mashiach yet? Because the world is not ready for Mashiach. There's more avoided to do. Not because we're no good, like people without chassidus say. He said, I don't know who that is. Everybody learns chassidus. It's like there's two ways of looking at our generation. The non-chassidic olam b'chal looks at our generation, it's another dead generation further away from Matan Torah, further away from this, further away from that. And chassidus comes along and says, he told me it's crazy, it's a generation closer to Mashiach. It depends how you look at it.
God is building the biggest shul
in cyberspace.
In Russia?
No, in cyberspace.
Cyberspace is coming soon.
No.
Collaboration with Tesla.
Ukraine already has the biggest. Okay. So he says, so the question is, why didn't Hashem give Avraham Avinu the Torah B'Gashmius? Love and Zes. Now to understand this, you know, Sadat Rebbe is going to go off again. He says, "Hatam sheyachakeach gadol zeh b'mitzvos." What we first need to understand why the mitzvos have this koyach to bring down this great level of elokus. Liyasayodum dafkam shachusarin zeh baruchu luchayr. If you think about it, kol ha-mitzvos nasim midaimim semeichai. Every single object of a mitzvah either comes from inanimate plant and or animal. Kagain, korban mincha, a flower offering, is comes flower from tzemeach. Korbanos, come from a behema. Tefillin comes from, again, an animal from the skin, the leather of an animal. She tachas mimshelas klipas neida. Ve'ech yar karbonis. And if that's the case, karbonis come from plant and animal, right? The flower offering comes from plant, you know, and this. And then you have the wine, which is even inanimate, or comes from whatever, but why? He says, ve'ech yar karbonis. How is it possible, Dalt Rebbe asked, that karbonis dafka should be ishe reidich nicheach la'ashem. Reach yalom umayda lamato. Okay? Now, the karbonis are reach nicheach, the good smell to Hashem. Now, smell goes from lower up. Right? Smell doesn't come higher, lower. Smell goes lower, higher. Nicheach loshin tagum of nachas. Hainu. Yuridavam shachum umayda lamato lahavaya. Okay, so he says like this. The pasuk says, we sit every day in davening, reach nicheach la'ashem. Reach goes from lower higher. Nichayach, they say, comes with nechas darga, coming down. Right? That means a korban is going up, reach, and is coming down. Pirush li esgi li avaya b'mshoch erintzav ba'alma dizgalya. Shai dea korbonis, that through the level of korbonis, nimsha gili erintzav baruch ulamat, elokus comes down into the world. Like you said before, what is the accomplishment of mitzvahs? The accomplishment of mitzvahs is that Olkus comes down from Malchus Cha down here. Every mitzvah comes from Dei Mitzamecha. You have to do it physically. You're going to honor your parents in your heart, or you have to do a physical action? It's like, I love you, but I'm not going to do the nothing for you. But it's a physical mitzvah. The mitzvah kabbalah tzavicha v'simecha is a physical mitzvah. Even the mitzvahs, by the way, of love and fear, also a physical heart and physical mind. It's all physical. But he's not talking about mitzvahs of avenir. He's talking about physical mitzvahs that a person does, comes in the lowest of levels. Yet these lowest of levels cause reich nichayach la'ashem, that the level of atzmus earnings of comes down into the physical world. He's asking, though, why, where, he's asking, where does the physical object, which is lower than the person, have the ability that only through leather and only through wool and only through flour can you bring down this level of alokus that a person on their own cannot do it? Yes. Because every mitzvah has limitations how the mitzvah should be done. If I want to put tefillin on my stomach, I get the mitzvah? No. Okay? Tefillin has to be a certain shape, size, certain parshias in the tefillin. By the way, it's a very interesting, the Rishonim discuss. When the Jews left Egypt, last week, I mean 2 weeks, on Parshas Bai, they had the mitzvah of tefillin. Kadosh Tikol Bechor, the mitzvah of tefillin. So they had a mitzvah of putting on tefillin when they left Egypt. Yes? Now, in the tefillin, there's four parshias. Kadosh and Vahoye Kiviyacha, which is in Parshas Bay. And Shema, in Vahayim Shemaya, was said 40 years later, in Vaschanan and Nekev. So Lucheira, what did they have, what did the Rishonim talk about this? And the Rebbe brings it down to Sichet. What did they have in the Tefillin? So the Rishonim learned, the Tefillin, the head Tefillin had four boxes, but only two were full. Kaddish and Vahayim Kriyacha. When they got the other two, they put in the other two. The Shoyad, instead of having four, had only two.
In Mitzrayim?
Huh?
In Mitzrayim?
When they left Mitzrayim, they were mechuyif to put on tefillin.
In Har Sinai, didn't you receive the whole Torah?
They didn't get Shema and Vahim Shema and Torah. What do you mean they got the whole Torah leaving Egypt?
They got
Egypt?
The whole Torah of the future, and they got all the
oral Torah. The oral Torah.
Every Torah.
Moshe Rabbeinu was taught, but the Yin didn't get Matah. Dvarim is in the four, said in the 40th year. When did the Eden have the mitzvah Shema Yisrael Shem Akin Hashem Echad? In the 40th year, they're able to do Torah.
Yeah, Yaakov was dying, isn't it?
So that he said that level, but it's not the mitzvah of it. What?
Why didn't Hashem give the Torah to Abraham? There was no nation.
That's all he asked.
But why didn't he get it as an individual?
That would be like the other.
They gave the mitzvah of Mila. So he could have given it in the mitzvah of the old mitzvahs of Torah to every Jew. What?
Because
he's not Dara Shvi. He wasn't the seventh generation. You need to have seventh generation to bring Mashiach and to bring Matan Torah. That's it, man. Okay. So again, now Treb is asking a question. How could mitzvahs be dafka nigin? So what's the answer? He says, very simple. It comes from the world of Teo. Gashmis comes from a higher world. Is the level of Teo, even before the level of Tikkun. The Pasuk says about Adam and Ishin, he achar v'kedem sartani. You created me last and first. So which one are we? He says, Ochel Maisa Bereshis, Shemaimer Nasa Adam is the last of all the utterances. Shemaimer Teitzi Ad Nefesh Chayat Kod Malay. In other words, all the other aspects of creation, inanimate, plant, and animal, were all created before Adam, which means they existed before. They come from a higher level. Lekach HaMaychum Mechayis Adam. Hagam Shemaitze Pi Avayi Shebamaychum. Even though we have our own Dvar Hashem within us, like it says, Kal Kol Meitze Pi Hashem, Mikol Makeim. Hari Gam Ba'odam Yesh Meitze Pi Hashem, V'lama Lo Yichya Meitze Pi Hashem Sheba'atzmei. Like the famous question of Sheshes Yomim. The Rebbe says, how do we live from the word of Hashem in the object? But we have our own word of Hashem, why isn't that good enough? Halahainu Shemitze Meitze Pi Avayi Shebamaychum, Gavayim Meitze Pi Hashem Sheba'odam. Right? So therefore, Gashmius, Daimim Tzemeachai, originates in a higher level than mankind. Akobim calls that nevertheless. Hamaychel nofalamata bishvir sakedim viyaratachas memshalas nega. Therefore, the kosher food left, broke in the shvir sakedim, so to speak, and they fell all the way down. The higher the thing, the lower it falls. It falls all the way down into the level of Gashmius Klipa, Lachin is Gashim Ma'ed. Therefore, it becomes Gashmius. El Megashim is Sa'adam Ma'echle. And it corrupts and mundanes, saying correct word, but it mundanes the person eating it. When you eat, you become grub. You become not only physically thick, I mean, you become coarse. It's a physical thing. You become, yeah.
Crass.
Crass. Shalam Shechacha Gashmius Ha'elam. And he says, even a tzaddik that eats, the Pasuk says, Ha'eichel Seva Nafshe, eats the only to live, to fill his, he said, Mikamakam Yeset Teg, Ha'yayafale Shalei Meichel. It still would be a higher level without food. He's going to explain. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai didn't eat. Because on that level, when he was getting the Torah 40 days, he didn't have any gashmias.
That's why the angels didn't eat when they came down.
They did eat.
The one that came for Abraham.
They ate, according to one opinion.
No, they just go in.